My name is Kanomchua Ryan. I'm from America. It's Kanom Mokbi Amerik.
Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Ryan Barnes, formerly of Washington, who now lives in Japan and recently completed a charity bike ride in Cambodia. This is part one of a two-part interview. Welcome back to Washington First. Can you tell us a little bit about a recent bicycle ride you went on in Cambodia?
Yeah, I went with Hope International. And the purpose of this bike ride was raising money for clean drinking water for poor families in the Pursat province of Cambodia. I went with a Japanese professor of English who I work with in Japan, and we rode 500 miles in 6 days.
And did you then have sponsors for the ride? Is that how the money was raised?
Yeah, we had sponsors from United States, from Canada, Japan, Australia, and Hong Kong.
And was that pretty difficult? Can you tell us about the terrain in Cambodia?
Yeah, we took the two busiest highways in the country, and they were both one-lane roads. And there were a lot of people on the roads, horses, dogs, tractors, and sometimes the road wasn't paved. So yeah, it was pretty difficult ride. It was about 95 degrees every day, and the sun was really bright because we were in the tropics. So yeah, it wasn't easy.
And how did this whole thing get set up? What made you want to do this?
Well, my colleague that I work with, a Japanese professor, he's done a ride like that before, and he's a board member on Hope International in Japan. So he suggested it, and I like riding bikes, and he likes riding bikes too. So we talked about it and decided to put our own ride together. And actually, the most amazing part of the ride was when we went out to meet some of the families who have benefited from the wells, because we were raising money to build the wells. And we got to meet one family who is about to get the well this year. And we've also met another family who already has a well, so we could see how much their lives have changed because of clean drinking water.
And can you give us kind of a glimpse of how much it's changed their lives?
Well, the one family, they need to walk about 1 hour each way to a stream to carry their water, so they can't send their kids to school because it takes so much time and work to get the water. They're constantly sick. Yeah, they're really living on the edge. It's really a difficult situation for them. The other family was in exactly the same situation. The mother had sent her son away to live in the temple because she couldn't take care of him. They didn't have enough food to eat. Now they've got gardens around their well where they can sell vegetables at the market, make a little bit extra money. Their son goes to school. They've got enough money to buy clean clothes and food, and they look much healthier. Their skin is much clearer, and definitely they're much happier than they were before.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Ryan Barnes, a Washington High School graduate who now lives in Japan and recently completed a charity bicycle ride in Cambodia. This is part one of a two-part interview.